The NAACP wants the federal government to withhold Medicaid funds to states that don't test all children for lead poisoning. The nation's oldest civil rights organization also is preparing to sue paint manufacturers in an effort to force them to pay for the cleanup of lead-based paint. Meeting in New Orleans, the delegates also approved a resolution opposing the Bush administration's proposed religion-based initiative. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Lead paint removal may not sound like a civil rights issue, but to NAACP President Kwesi Mfume, it is, especially for children.
At the very least, they believe and must believe that they have a civil right to expect that they can grow up in an environmentally safe society where we are not allowing them to become infected by diseases and by things that we can stop and we can cure.
An estimated 40% of the nation's housing stock still contains lead paint, despite its being banned by the government 23 years ago. Mfume calls it a silent epidemic. The legal strategy against the paint companies is still being drawn up. Mfume says it will likely take the form of a class action suit. The NAACP meeting has been relatively low-key, unlike last year when the convention was awash in presidential candidates. While anger remains over the disenfranchisement thousands of African Americans experienced last November, the focus has been mostly on the future. Today, NAACP leaders will unveil a 10-point strategy stressing membership building, health advocacy, and education. Wilbur Nelson is a delegate from Arizona who says the NAACP must also reach out to Hispanics.
You know, right after the census, we were bombarded with Hispanics have now matched us or exceeded us. And so what that has done is sort of refocused America to the Hispanic community, although the Hispanic community is facing some of the same kind of issues that we're facing.
Issues, Nelson says, that include jobs and discrimination. Meanwhile, delegates yesterday approved a resolution formalizing the organization's opposition to the Bush administration's faith-based initiative. The Bush plan would expand religious organizations' access to federal funds to provide social service programs without having to change their religious character. Many African American churches already receive some federal funds for things such as soup kitchens and drug treatment programs. The NAACP has been concerned that the new proposal will continue to erode or circumvent aspects of civil rights law, such as protections against discrimination in hiring. The White House yesterday denied a report that the Salvation Army won a firm commitment from the president to issue a regulation to protect the group from state and city ordinances banning discrimination in the hiring of gays. Mfume says that's contrary to NAACP policy.
We believe that anybody that is denied a job based on their race, their ethnicity, their gender, or their sexual orientation are individuals that are, in fact, aggrieved. And we think that that is wrong, that it is anti-American, but most of all, that it is discriminatory. And so without trying to pass judgment one way or another, it clearly runs against our grain of thinking and the way we've operated as an organization.
Mfume says he wants to set up a meeting with the president, who has been the subject of harsh criticism from NAACP leaders during the convention. Mfume said it's time to set aside our differences and focus on our similarities. Brian Naylor, NPR News, New Orleans.